It's reversed then, isn't it? That happens now.
Well, it will do. Who are all these people?
I'll just let you get out, Cecil. I won't distract you.
That's very nice of you, my boy. Oh, this bastard's reversing into me now.
Just be careful, Cecil.
I'm being very careful, thank you.
He has actually been very careful. I saw him being reckless earlier, and the paleness of the blood ran from his face. He looked like a little vampire, a little terrifying pale vampire.
Yeah, I was a bit reckless coming around the corner, Paul. Took in too fast. Like your mother sitting on a toilet seat.
Why is that, Cecil?
She just does it recklessly. Sometimes, or she used to in her youth anyway.
How do you know what Mum looks like sitting on a toilet seat?
Oh, Paul, when we had the guest house.
Holiday flats, Cecil.
Yes, holiday flats. A lot of the holiday contenders would use the bathroom. We had to have a bathroom installed in our bedroom.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It didn't have any walls. It was just a toilet in the room, like a prison cell.
Yep, and your mother would fly at it.
She would fly at it? Woof.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Anyway, Paul, what's all these people?
Do you want to tell him, Sir Jeremy Cream III, why there's so many people coming out of the quaffy morning?
I can't remember.
The auction?
Oh, of course it was the auction.
There's been an auction?
Not yet, Cecil. In a month, because of the merger, the church is auctioning off a large section of their equipment, chairs, tables, salt and pepper shakers. Actually, I want some pepper now, Cecil. Can I have some?
No, you said this pepper shaker was for me.
Yeah, I love just sprinkling pepper on my cheeks, my tongue.
I bet you do. It's very savoury.
It is, little savoury pep up. Literally pep up. Pepper up.
Are they selling all the coffee morning?
Yep, because the rebrand, they have to bring in their own equipment.
What?
Yep. You could bid on the Tassimo that I've been using for 5 years, Cecil. However long it's been since I'm working at the coffee morning. I can't remember.
No.
I'm yawning there, Cecil. It's been exhausting.
Everybody's been wanting to try out the tables, chairs, and they've got in the kitchen, getting some of Clive's condiments, Clive's crockery, Clive's cutlery. You know, big darts fans, a lot of them, were surprised that Clive Pamplemousse, world's darts champion, was lowering himself to work as a cook, not a chef, a cook at the coffee morning.
That's why I did head all that.
He wanted to get away from the heady world of professional darts playing. He said the pressure was too much and it got to him. And he just had dreams of cheese scones and quiches. Never got as far as perfecting a quiche, but he perfected a cheese scone.
Bloody didn't.
Well, you're in the minority, Cecil, that say that, because a lot of people appreciated his dense round pastry biscuits.
What pastry?
They're a form of pastry.
No, they're not.
What are they then? Bread?
They're neither one thing nor the other, Paul. That's the problem with a scone. It doesn't know what it wants to be. Does it want to be an unpleasant muffin? Does it want to be a very, very dense bread? It simply doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's the transgender of bakery goods.
Right. This is quite the view you've got on them there, Cecil.
Well, yes, I do, thank you. Clive put me off. He used to like a scone. When that idiot took over.
pillock.
Still very, very much holding that chip right, well, it's almost a full-on baked potato on your shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, the men in white coats are coming to take you away, Paul. Why did they take me away? I'm not special in my mind.
Yeah, you might say that. I'm not sure I'd share your view.
When's the auction then, Paul? A month from now.
Oh, why didn't nobody tell me? I'd love to buy a new end table for the kitchen.
End table for the kitchen, Cecil.
Yes. Is there any drop leaf, Paul?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, have a look yourself, Cecil. You could buy a pew. You could buy a crucifix.
No, it was not a crucifix. We've been over this, Paul.
I'm flemmy now. You've made me flemmy. That pepper's gone right to my sinus. Cross, then, whatever it is. I don't bloody know. And I'm auctioning off an evening with Paul Fax. It's a silent auction. People just write down on a bit of paper what they want, pop it in a box. Then whoever's got the highest bidder gets to have that item, Cecil.
All right.
Is that it?
What?
I thought you'd be bidding on that. Spend a lovely evening with your son. Some father and son time bonding together.
No, I'm not bothered.
Are you Sir Jeremy Cream?
What could I do to put you to work? Could I put you to work?
No, I'm going to stipulate that you have to take me for a restaurant meal.
If I took you for a restaurant meal, I would have to literally insist on the restaurant and that you cleared the plate. Exactly, I would insist on insisting that I choose your food and it would just be a giant plate of bloody cherry tomatoes. I'd make you eat them all.
I'd rather die. In fact, I probably would die if I ate that many tomatoes.
I'd stuff them up your nose, stuff them in your ear, rub them in your eyes. That'll learn you.
What will it learn me?
Don't put yourself up for auction. You're an ugly, round little man.
Man. Thanks for that, Sir Jeremy Cream. That was uncalled for.
Yep, much like what I can smell is uncalled for.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Please change your underwear once in a while.
Nope. Shan't do that for you.
Do people not complain, Joe? That you absolutely wreck.
A what?
You absolutely wreck.
I wreck? What do I wreck?
No, you wreck.
Is it what?
You little... You stench. You're a powerful, odious odour.
Oh, right. No, never really bothers it. But they do withdraw when I draw near to them. Like they have just smelt something unpleasant.
There's your bloody groin. When's the last time you changed your underpantaloons? Please tell me.
Christmas.
I can believe that. It's May now.
No, May the 8th, 2026.
Yep. And you've been wearing your underpants for 8 months?
5 months, Sir Jeremy.
Do you sleep nude, Paul?
Why do you want to know that?
I'm just wondering if they ever come off your body or are they constantly in contact with your phallus.
Can we now talk about my winkle, thank you?
Right. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Are there anything else for the auctions we could win? Could I please have a meal with Pastor Dave? Really get down to the bottom of what he's all about.
I don't think he's putting himself up for auction. I think that's against his religion.
Oh. It's a fun religion where auctions aren't allowed.
Yeah. I think it borders on prostitution, Cecil.
I don't want to bum him. I just want to talk to him.
I didn't mean that, Cecil.
Oh, right. Oh, the son of a bitch in the car behind us that's almost inside my car's colon is just going the same way we're going. It's been behind me for months.
Don't worry about it, Cecil. Just go slow and annoy him.
Shan't annoy me. I want to get home. Your mother's made some beautiful trifle.
Oh, no, trifle.
Oh, yes. Lovely layers of deliciousness and all the textures. Rubbery, hard, chewy, creamy, crunchy.
Oh, she's not been putting crisps in them again.
Yeah, what's it? Minced beef, cream, jelly.
What, raspberry jelly again?
No, I like the kind of jelly you get in pot pies.
What?
That's savoury, clear jelly. Aspic. But savoury. Tastes a bit like Bovril, but not really much taste to it.
That sounds revolting.
Yeah. It's what you used to eat in the war, Paul.
Me?
Not you, personally. Just people. Humanity. And you were grateful for it.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, no, get me to a spiv. Is that the right thing, Cecil? Who's selling things on the black market, Cecil?
Oh. I once went to a black market in Cairo when I was in the 70s.
That's not what it means, Sir Jeremy.
Well, the ethnic gentleman just selling me all sorts of things. Dates, walnuts, brass ornaments, all that shit. Haggled them down to a penny. Got a bloody fortune's worth. And they had nothing. It was hilarious. They kept begging me for more, but we just kept taking it. There's nothing they could do. We were armed and they weren't. Literally, stumps on either arm. Local militia going around chopping off arms. I thought, oh, bloody hell. Let's take advantage of these bastards. I think I've still got a leather hilt all from that market. Lovely black market. Should have gone there last year. Oh, well, never mind.
Man.
Oh, Paul, we haven't been down this drive home for a long time.
Why are we coming this way? It's a much longer way, Cecil.
I just thought we could look at the seafronts. See if J&J Christian Gifts are still in operation.
Oh, we're going to get some ice cream. Ice cream. We all shit ourselves for ice cream.
No, we're not.
That's a shame. What are you having for tea, Cecil? Can I have a KFC?
What?
A what is it?
What's that?
What does KFC stand for, Cecil?
Country fried fowl.
No. Oh, he's a big lad, Cecil. Look at him, he looks like me. Big wide lad. In the shortest shorts. Jesus, that's a gut on him. Puts man to shame, my word. It looks like Henry VIII, if Henry VIII had eaten another two Henry VIIIths. What a bulbous gentleman. Just in the shortest shorts and the shortest t-shirts as well. His gut overhanging was spectacular.
I wonder if he stank as well.
Oh, I imagine so. Oh, Cecil, rumbly rumbletons.
Your mother's not here.
You're right, Cecil.
Yeah, I'm all right, Paul. No, we're not having KFCs for lunch. Tea.
What are we having?
Depends if your mother's still mad at me or not.
What have you done?
All I said was, Margaret, are you going to polish at any point this month? She normally polishes once a month, and she hasn't yet.
It's only the 8th.
Yeah, she normally does it first of the month. She'll have a polish round. It's getting awfully dusty. I shouldn't have run my finger across the mantelpiece and shown it to her.
Cecil, that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, and trouble is what I got. Look at what she gave me for lunch, Paul.
One of her looks?
No, I wouldn't have minded one of her looks, to be honest. It was a cucumber sandwich. Yeah, the most disgusting sandwich Cecil can imagine. And Margaret knows this.
She does, doesn't she? She knows you hate cucumber. Cucumber.
Yeah, I can't abide it. Cucumber and lettuce.
What about it?
I just hate them.
Both green in nature, Cecil?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why I hate green things? Because you hate them?
Could be, Paul. Could be. They just taste foul. Crunchy, watery, vile, vile items.
Cecil, it's that horse with a bubble carriage on the back of it. There's two of them now. That doesn't seem very fair to make a horsey go up and down.
Stupid. Let's beep the horse horn at them. Chavvy scum. Pulling horses. All the licensed taxi cabinets, though, Paul.
Imagine being in a taxi slowing everybody down.
Taxis don't care about that, Paul. Taxi drivers are only out for themselves. You should know this.
Yeah, yeah. No answer, Jeremy.
Trying to fall asleep.
Why, where have you two been?
I took Cecil out for a lovely pork pie lunch at the garden centre.
Why are you always going out with lunches with my father?
I'm very good friends with him. I admire him. He's a war hero. It makes me look good if I'm hanging around an old war hero.
Oh.
Yep. I get a lot of... excuse me, I apologise. That tasted a radish.
Oh, dear.
Did you enjoy your radish, Cecil?
It was all right, but again, it's very crunchy, but tastes of nothingness.
But you ate it, though.
Well, of course I ate it. Little slivers of white and purple. Who wouldn't want that in the mouth?
Ugh.
No, not ugh, actually, Paul.
I'm going to have my opinion. Cecil, do you want to buy a Bible? I've got about 50 of them to sell. Pastor Dave says I'll make commission on homeless. Said he, Cecil.
Sorry.
Pastor Dave says I'll make commissions on all my sales. 10%, Cecil.
No. But it's a silent auction. How can you tell which ones you sold?
He's trusting me on the honour system, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Don't know, he said it like I should know what it means. I think it's an American thing, Cecil.
No, I don't know.
Either way, buy him, Cecil.
No.
I'm burping now. Don't stall the car, Cecil. It's embarrassing for everyone involved.
Yes, it is. Stupid car. Your mother took ages to forgive, wouldn't forgive me from last time.
She gets so embarrassed when you stole the car.
Yep. Here we go. Steep, steep hill. Come on, Volvo XC60-84. I did it. Look at that totty, Paul.
Good grief, Cecil. She looked like one of the witches from a Disney film, all hunched over, covered in warts.
Oh, she might put a spell on me, if you know what I mean, Paul.
Turn you into a frog?
Or something. Saucy bent. Look at this slut now.
I hate it when people do this, just stop in the road. Come on, just because you're picking up a woman, dirty slapper.
No, I'd be so rude about the women, Paul.
All right, dirty bastard.
You don't know she's a prostitute.
She's wearing leather trousers, Cecil.
Maybe she just likes a wipe clean trouser.
Maybe. I suspect not, though. But, oh, I've got burps now, Cecil. I downed a can of Fun Factory, well, can of Bockle.
I love it when you say a Bockle, Paul. It makes you sound really intelligent.
Does it? Don't give me that look. Well, tired, Cecil. It's been a long week.
Friday, in case you were aware, Sir Jeremy. I don't really pay attention to days of the week. Every day is the same when you're beautiful as me. You're putting business plans into operation. I can't wait for your merger, Paul. I'm so excited to be your boss. You won't bloody know what's hit you. More. You won't bloody know.
Yeah. Well, if the shit hits me like the proverbial fan, I'll just quit, Sir Jeremy.
I really don't think you will. I'm going to make an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, really? What's that?
I'm not telling you now. You'll think you're the cat's pyjamas. That's what you think you are.
Why will I? Cats shouldn't wear pyjamas. They're already covered in fur. Unless they're those testicle ones that have got no hair on them and look like giant walking scroti.
What?
Forgotten what we were talking about?
I tell you, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Is it a sexy offer? Is it a topless? Is the coffee morning going to be topless? But with women, not just me, getting my baps out. I'll say baps, Paul. He's not saying no.
I'm not saying anything. It's a ridiculous thing to say. On earth would anybody want to look at your chest, shall we say that?
Well, what else is it?
Your meaty dogs.
Oh, don't say that.
You asked me.
I did, I brought it on myself. Look at my booble shelf. I'll touch them all by myself. My little round man bosoms. I don't have any cousins, but I do have lovely bosoms. And so on, Cecil.
What?
Were you not listening? No.
I tune you out, Paul, when you start, and I use the term loosely, singing.
Right.
Oh, the car behind us has got a four-year-old driving. He's got a bleached yellow hair, a diamond earring in one ear. Oh, he looks like a right prick. Driving his mother's Ford Cortina at 50 miles an hour.
Nobody cares, Cecil.
I know, but Cecil does. He doesn't know what speed limits are for.
Sorry, Cecil.
I'm yawning. Oh, God.
So sleepy.
He's going to overtake people on the roundabout like an ugly trout. Off he pops in his Ford. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hope he doesn't crash. What a dildo.
It's a Gemini.
Well, it's little oinks like that, I tell you what, that have made me have to put a gate around the bottom of Crim Country. Little shits tried to get on my property and drive round on the long country road. I won't have it. And I don't have it. We've put spikes in the road that if they detect a car going over speed limit, they come out of the ground and cause severe tire damage. And you can't arrest me for that because it clearly states it or in my property. I say, were you listening to me? Please listen to me.
What are we having for tea then, Cecil? If Mum's in the mood with you, I'm not having vegetable pie for tea.
You won't eat it anyway. Nope, I'd eat the crust, the pastry, after scraping off the muck inside. And then that wouldn't fill up a bulbous boy like me. Lovely bulbous boy I am.
You are awfully bulbous today. You're looking particularly bulbous. Why is that?
Well, I've been having little snacks of sprinkling salt and pepper on my tongue. I may have got a bit carried away today because the whole thing just burst into my mouth of salt and I've gone very bloated, very bulbous. But it was too delicious to spit out. I was sat there like pretending I was on the beach. It tasted a bit like drinking seawater. So salty. Washed it all down with a 2-litre bottle of Verdry. God. Burping. That tasted of vomit, Cecil.
I'm not surprised. Paul!
You surprised then?
I was, you little shit. It made me jump. Might have let a little shittle shuttle go then.
Sorry about that, but I just wanted to surprise you.
Well, you've done it. Are you happy with yourself?
A little bit, yeah.
What's that smell? I told you I might have let a little shittle shuttle go. That's disgusting. Let me out, please. I'll walk home. I'm not even bothered.
No, we're nearly there now. Get back home and I can change my britches and then we'll drive you to Cream Country.
Oh, God. This is so disgusting.
What have you been eating?
Cucumber, I told you.
It smells fresh, but putrid at the same time. And that's disgusting. You're revolting. I can't be bothered.
Oh dear. No wonder this podcast doesn't win a BAFTA. You just can't be bothered, Paul.
No, I can't. Get me to my bedroom. Feed me my what's-it tower. Like a tower of Jenga, but what's-its. And let me sleep till Christmas time, I did. Mistletoe and wine, Cecil.
Children still singing Christmas rhymes?
Yeah, they probably are, I imagine. With logs on fire.
Stop saying Christmas musics!
Sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that.
You're doing a 12-point turn, Cecil. You look stupid.
Yeah, I feel stupid too. What's going on here?
Why you don't reverse into your driver's bond me?
As what, sorry?
I said bond me.
Is that Swedish?
That's bond me. Beyond me.
Oh, I see.
What are you doing, Cecil?
I'm trying to get the car in the right position. Perfect. Cecil's done it perfect. Thank you very much. It's perfect. Yes. Yeah. Are you in, my boy?
Yeah.
Good, let's reverse the vehicle and venture from this inner city turmoil.
Okay.
And let's go home, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, there.
Steady, Cecil.
I'm going just as normally as usual, thank you.
All right, my boy. Was that?
Aunt Beryl's in the back.
Oh, hi, Aunt Beryl. Didn't see you there.
Hello, my love. How are you doing?
I'm not entirely sure, Cecil. I've got some bad news for you.
What?
Pastor Dave's... Well, I'm being moved. I'm not going to work at the Coffin Morning anymore.
got to go work at another cafe in the diocese at the other side of town.
What?
Yeah.
Who's done that to you?
Well, they're doing all this mergering. And the new bosses.
Sir Jeremy Cream?
Yeah, but he's got a board of trustees as well, apparently. Whatever that means.
Right.
And I'm being moved to... it's a different coffee morning at a different church. St. Peter's.
All right. Catholic?
Yeah. Not Catholic, says all.
Well, St. Peter's, of course it's Catholic.
Is it? Was my coffee morning Catholic then?
I've got no idea. What was it called?
Church. It was just called Church in big, bold, black letters on white font, like Tesco's Value. It was just generic Church. This one's St. Peter's of St. Battersby.
What?
I don't know. They said it was an Irish priest. He said quite a lot of stuff. I didn't really understand what he was talking about. He talked quite too fast and went hard to tire quite a lot.
Was he a leprechaun?
Might have been a leprechaun, I'm not sure. They can't do that to you. I'm told they can, and bear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
When do you start there, then?
Tomorrow. Well, I've been driven there today to have a look. Pastor Dave shut the coffee morning, even though it was the senior citizen sit-down service. Today, he shut the coffee morning, so they're going to lose upwards of £20 from the senior citizens coming in and getting the coffees. And he drove me and him to St. Peter's.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Was it good?
No. It's right next to the job centre. Might see Betty Gibbons, maybe, but I don't think so. I think I saw Miss Pembrokeshire coming in and out of the job centre. But the coffee morning was just full of scum. There's no other way to refer to them, Cecil. Just scum, like shaved gibbons, shaved apes and shaved other monkeys. Just like Chevy Scum. Sir Jeremy Cream would have a little field day.
He would have a what?
I don't know what a field day is, Cecil. I'm assuming it's where you spend the day in a field, like some kind of medieval peasant, but you enjoy it.
Oh, maybe. Hey, Google! She's not talking to me. Hey, Google!
She's not talking to you, Cecil. You have to say it with authority. Hey, Google.
She doesn't like you, my boys. Let Beryl try. Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Okay, Google.
She's a bitch, Cecil. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. What is it?
Imagine if people have Google at home, it'll be going absolutely ballistic.
Yeah, well, I don't know why were you speaking to the AI?
I wanted to ask it for a definition of field day. Hey, Meta. Okay, Google. Alexa.
To do it like you, Cecil. So you have to say it in an American accent? Hey, Google. Hey, Google.
It's not working for you, Paul. Hey, Google.
All right, that's enough now.
Hey, Google. How do you do?
She's not saying no, Cecil.
Oh, well, it's worth a try, one set. You're not shaken up, Paul, like you've had a trauma.
I have had a trauma. I've got to start there at 9 o'clock. Normally the coffee morning starts at 10, but that one starts at 9 a.m. No, hold it together, Paul. Be bold.
destroying a warrior. Oh, the Lord your God is in you. And be bold and be strong, for the Lord your God is in you.
I think he's with you. I don't think he's in you.
You don't know that, Cecil.
All right. So who's the pastor at St. Peter's?
Father Lionel Fanthorpe, but I got tripped over my word, Cecil. It's also Father Peter.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, did they assign you this church? They cursed your name as St. Peter. Father Peter. And he said, no, don't be silly, Harry, it's just my name, little man.
All right.
I've got to learn the new menu, Cecil. They don't even do scones at this one because it's a lower class sort of area. It's not quite as middle class. You don't get the M&S cast-offs. You know, the old biddies that can't quite afford the M&S food but like to go shopping for the bits there. This place, there's an Aldi not far away. There's an old people's home not far away. And like I said, there's a job centre next door. And they do offers for the unemployable.
What offers, Paul?
I don't know. It's just like toast, 30p.
If they're unemployed, they should not be having toast. That's an exclusive... No.
All right, Cecil.
No, I've given up on that, Paul. I got too self-conscious about berating the unemployed.
Yeah, you're saying unemployed shouldn't be allowed to have a hot chocolate or something just because they're on the dole, if that exists anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought, you know what, that's not the attitude, Cecil. You should have an attitude of gratitude. And some people should be allowed to have a little treat. Even if they're scrounging. No, scrounging. They're just unemployed.
You've been with Sir Jeremy Crane too much, Cecil.
Hey, he has, pal. They've been together all afternoon.
Why?
Just looking at things.
What are you looking at?
He was talking about getting a new car and he wanted some opinions from the common man.
And he came to you, Cecil. That's embarrassing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Hey, Google! You don't know the command, Cecil.
I swear it was, hey, Google. Hey, Google, show me your bottom.
No, not that one, Cecil.
Okay, Google.
Just knock it on the head now, Cecil.
All right, then. What are you going to do, Paul?
Well, I always said I'd just quit if Pastor Dave made me do this, and I know it's him that's engineered this move. I don't know why. I don't know why he's engineered this move. He must have his posh, toothy reasons, but what could they be, other than just to piss me off?
It could be that, Paul.
I'm going to have a culture of fear in my guts when a single mother with her 15 children come in and ask for milkshake for all of them and then kick off and pretend they've paid when they haven't. Oh, sorry. And then I'm going to have to be the one that argues with them.
What's the Pastor Dave's coffee morning going to do without you?
Well, that's the kicker, Cecil. That's one that really kicks you in the testicles, pulls your trousers down and jams just a massive baseball bat up your rectum. They're getting Simon Palms back.
No.
Yep. He's been forgiven and he's been brought back, which I'm shocked at because Pastor Dave's wife, not Pastor Dave's wife, Jeremy Cream, was poisoned.
No, remember, Sir Jeremy Cream poisoned his own wife. She's not allergic to nuts.
Oh, that's right. What a convoluted web they weave.
Yes. Do you have more hours than Paul?
Yep, I have more hours. I have to do 9 till 3.
Oh, excellent. I can put your rent up by however much the difference is. You won't take home any different amount of money because I'll take the difference, thank you.
Might be able to afford to move out then, says Liv, I'm earning that much.
All right, well, we'll come to some arrangement, Paul.
What are you doing in the car, Auntie Beryl?
I'm just coming to see your mother.
All right, is she at home, Cecil?
Call me father.
Okay. She at home, Cecil?
No. Yes, your mother's at home. What are you doing, Beryl?
Come to do a jigsaw.
A what?
We've come to do a jigsaw. I've got that beautiful one. It's of a thatched cottage near a river.
Oh, that sounds twee.
Ah, it is twee, Cecil. It's twee, 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 tweety bird.
All right, that's not very nice.
Well, it sounds quite nice. Is there any ice?
No, there's not any ice on the floor or the world. Why would there be, Paul?
I don't know. I just thought I'd try and rhyme with what Cecil was saying. Imagine doing a whole podcast where you rhyme, Cecil.
No, I'm not doing that, thank you.
Oh, go on.
Nope. I thought about it and it comes too close to rapping. And I'm not a rapping. Because my name is Cecil Thax, and I'm here to say I don't want to rap at all today. Pom poppatis to pom pompatis. Pom poppatis to tis tis to pom. I'm driving you home. Let's go now. Go see your mother, the stupid big cow.
Hey, I'll tell you, said that.
I'm just being jocular, Beryl.
Nah.
What foods do they do, Paul?
Cheap foods, told you. Everything's Tesco value.
Oh, dear. They must have a speciality hot chocolate.
They don't do hot chocolate. And the church is well Catholic, Cecil. People come to do that thing where you tell the probably pervy vicar...
Priest.
All your most pervy thoughts. And then he makes you be ashamed about having human urges and thoughts and whatnot.
No.
To sit in a little toilet and say, forgive me, Father. I've sinned. I looked to the bottom. Thought about pinching it. And then the priest, I imagine, is sat there rubbing his...
Paul.
Rubbing his Paul.
No, stop it now. We've got an awful lot of Catholic listeners to our podcast, I assume.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Just don't let him trap you in a room by himself, with himself. He'll take his cassock off and try and bum you.
Well, I'll run away, Cecil.
Yeah. Can you run?
In that situation, Cecil, I think I probably bloody could. Just a bit, but just enough to get up some momentum so that if I fell, I'd just roll like a big boulder out at church into the public domain where he can't get me.
Yeah. See that you do. Do you want me to buy you a rape whistle?
I'll lend you mine, Paul. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably is. Barrel.
Oh, do I have a theme tune?
Yeah, you do. Barrel.
Oh, I love it.
That's beauty, Paul. It is beauty.
Who's put that bin there, Cecil?
I don't know, and it had a crushed inside of it. Stupid and poopid. Okay, Google.
It won't work, Cecil, because you got the microphone plugged into the phone.
Oh, I see. Goodbye, Google. I'll be setting off, Paul.
Not bothered.
Here I go, my boy.
You're putting your seatbelt on, Paul.
Not bothered. Put it on. Not bothered. Crash if you want, Cecil. Drive into oncoming traffic, Cecil. I'm not bothered.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
Oh, here's a grumpy bumpkin. Oh, here's a bumpy grumpkin. A miserable little boy, like somebody stole his toy. Stupid, grumpy, miserable, a little Eggman. Ugly, round, stupid little, smells like Spakes Megman. He's a grumpy little shit, I'll tell you this. Grumpy little shit. Now let's have a tryst, no, not with you, with a woman, you ugly little blimp. I hate you. No one will date you. But I certainly flicking hate you.
Yep. You're not retorting to that, Paul. You've no come back to that.
No.
No, dear.
How are you finding your first day at St. Peter's? I'm not talking to me, Cecil.
No, don't just look so despondently out of the window, Paul. There's nothing of interest to look at. Oh dear. Tell us how it's gone, Paul.
Come on, little Paul, won't you tell me how your day went? How are you doing? Will you please have my ear bent?
Piss, and also I'd include the word off. Sir Jeremy Cream.
Now that's actually legally no way to talk to me, your new boss. I think you'll find you're a pathetic little man. And if you think about speaking to me like that again, we'll certainly be having words in my office. First thing in the morning.
You're not my boss yet. You don't own the Diocese of York's coffee morning empire.
I actually bloody do earn that and own that, thank you. The deal's gone through. The trust is fully operational. It's been signed over to my name. It's in the family trust. And then the family will thrust out your ball. You'll have a mental fall.
Oh dear, I'm blocking the pavement, Paul. Yep, the man's looking at me.
Good.
Oh dear, he's furious. The cars are piling up. Didn't say keep clear.
You should have said keep clear, then you wouldn't have blocked up the junction, Cecil. But you feel pretty stupid now. You look pretty stupid now.
Oh, take it out on me, little man.
Now, Paul, are you interested in explaining the menu to me? Who's charging 25p for a slice of toast? I want that doubled, thank you very much. Add 50% to everything.
Pay me triple what I'm being paid, and then I'll think about taking on more responsibility.
No.
I might just quit, Sir Jeremy. How about that?
You'll stay working for me, Paul, and the rewards will come in. Oh, the rewards will come in, Paul. Working for Sir Jeremy Cream. The amount of money you make will be obscene. Think about working for me. Then, quite frankly, you will see every day you're dripping in money. You'll get lots of honey. And by that, I mean sexy little fillies. They'll give you funny feelings in your penis.
That?
Your tiny penis.
Shut up.
Your little winkle. Your filthy stinkle. And look at you, you kind of look like your uncle. Is he your father?
He's not, Sir Jeremy.
He could be your father. You don't know if Cecil routed your mother, or if it was another family member who used his member. Maybe in the month, well, it was November. How'd you feel about that, Paul?
Shut the fuck up. Don't slap me. That's abuse. That's bullying.
Don't you ever tell me to swear at, be sworn at by... You've got me saying I'm tripping over my words. Disgusting. I am your better, your boss, and I control every aspect of your life. Don't make me change your diet, because I bloody will restrict what foods you can eat. I'll start giving bloody weekly blood tests. And if your BMI is not under a certain weight soon enough, you'll be out on your bloody ear. Oh, go on then, Paul. Quit with that stupid face. I can see you're threatening me with that. Go quit. Go on. Hand in your flicking notice. Do you want to see what will happen to you? Unemployment, and in this economy, I would not suggest being unemployed. Take what you can get, much like with the women.
You're being very rude to my boy.
Well, he's my boy now. He's working for me. My whipping boy, as they say. Now, you'll do what I say, Paul. You will wear what I say, and you will go where I say. And I say, work at St. Bloody Peter's. 9 till 3. You'll slight increase in your age, but like Cecil says, I expect that to go to your parents.
He's doing a lot of flapping his jaw, Cecil. For someone very posh with such a big tooth, you know, he's being very cheeky. And you push me to a break point. At what point do I take a fist to your face? Eh? You know? Push a man to his breaking point. Beware of the quiet ones, they always say. When a quiet man goes to war, demons run. Isn't that the saying or something? And I'm quite a quiet gentleman sometimes. Certainly if there's attractive women around, you won't find me chit-chattering. But you know what? I'll pull your fucking tooth out. Put it out through your anus. You start on me, I fucking have you.
Threatening me?
Yeah, I'm threatening you. I hate you. It's only been a day. Do you know what I've had to endure today? Do you know how many single mothers have kicked off at me because they claimed that they've paid for the food and they clearly haven't? Then I've had to say, no, you didn't pay. And then they just start kicking off, trying to put cigarettes out on my arm skin. Eh?
Well, you know, that's the problem at St. Peter's. And that's why I want you on the front line. I told you. Shine there, Paul, and maybe I'll think about letting you back in the coffee morning at church. You're like a big, hulky bodyguard. You've always got to get a thicker skin, Paul.
My skin got any thicker with the layers of grime and ooze on it. You wouldn't know where I started and my muck began. Thought the smell had put them off. They're very aggressive, these people. Some of the men pretend to be your friend, call you mate all the time. I'm not the flicking mate. And then they start taking the mick out of me, saying that my tracksuit's too tight. And lots of the chav women saying, where's his winkle? We can't see his winkle. Well, so what? So what if you can't see my winkle? I don't go out display my winkle for everyone to look at. Private winkle times, isn't it? What's a winkle picker, Cecil? Is that a penis attachment?
What?
Is a winkle picker a penis attachment, Cecil?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. Why are they allowed to smoke in St. Peter's Coffee Morning?
You can't tell these people not to smoke wherever they want. They'll vape, they smoke, they do whatever they want. They're scum, they're horrible, they do whatever they want.
You should come spend the morning and see what I have to endure. It's only been a day. I know that.
You wait till gyro day, Paul.
Why?
Oh, you'll see. When people don't get their gyros, they go to the job centre that's next door and then they kick off.
At the job centre, they're not at the coffee morning. Why would you come to a church to kick off?
Because we offer free town coffee on gyro day to try and get people in, so hopefully they'll become part of the congregation. All they ever seem to come to do is use the food bank.
Right.
I've never seen so many homeless people. Don't these people have maids they can cook and clean for them? Pathetic. I love going and watching the lower classes. I find it hilarious. Really hilarious. Those pathetic, poor, ugly, ill people. Oh. Really amuses me.
You're a nasty piece of work, Sir Jeremy.
Look, I'm better than everybody, okay? I'm better than you. I'm better than them. I'm better than almost everyone in the country. Except maybe King Charles the Third and Sexy Camilla. The rest of you I'd like to see put up against a wall and kicked to death by a really toothy horse. Not talking to me.
No, you cretinous. You're really cretinous.
Sound like my bloody mother.
What do you mean?
Mother's always going on about how unpleasant I am. And I say, look, I've got my opinions, you old harridan. You haggard old hag. I don't like the lower people. People who are underneath me, which is everybody. And that silly cow says I've got to embrace the common man. There's more chance of me embracing, excuse me, a live nuclear bomb than me touching a common man.
Oh dear.
That's why she's moved to the south of France, taken the family fortune with her, left me with a pathetic little mansion and pocket change.
Pocket change?
Well, you know, 34 million. She won't let me touch the family inheritance. Nasty slag.
Don't call your mother a slag.
It's a nasty piece of work, Cecil.
I don't bloody care. I'm perfectly happy. Looking down on the common scum. God, I hate them so much. And I want you to suffer, Paul, because you annoy me. You're the most common person I know. At least Cecil's a veterinarian of the war.
You're doing a lot of talking, Sir Jeremy Cream, and you will notice that barely anybody's talking or interacting with you because you're such a nasty piece of work. Do you have many friends, Sir Jeremy?
Oh, I've got thousands of friends. Don't you know that?
Do you actually, though?
Yes, I actually do. Hundreds of them. Miss Philly Titty Binkins. She comes round once a month, does the cleaning in my bedroom, and does a little bit more if I give her a couple of coppers more, if you know what I mean, Cecil. Woof. I've got Albert and Richard Simmons, little homosexual couple.
And how are their friends?
They run their artisan fairs for me.
All right, another person who works for you then.
Yep. Gilbert and Jibert.
And are they friends? Or do they work for you in some faction?
They head up my gardening company that comes and does the lawns by capability, Brian.
Do you actually know anybody who you don't have to pay to be around?
Of course I do. Cecil, I don't pay you any money.
No, you don't.
All right, Cecil. Yes, thank you. Am I not too common for you, though? Well, like I say, you're a veterinarian from the war, and therefore you're part of history, British history, the best kind of history in the world, the correct history, the winners of history.
Yeah.
And people I hang around with say, oh, you're with that veteran from that hero, that British hero.
How is he a hero? He saved some cans of Spam from lingering in the Atlantic Ocean.
I did more than that, Paul. I was in a lifeboat for quite some time. And I ate a man.
And that makes you a hero, does it?
More than you've ever done.
You'll see. Here's my lucky penny. Spend it, lend it, you'll have so many. Cecil is like my magic penny. Flick it, lick it, you, then you'll call him Benny. Your sexual little rent boy.
What?
Nothing. Little chap I used to know in Tobago in the 80s. House boy, not rent boy.
Yeah, whatever.
You'll roll all over the floor. You'll roll all over the floor with a whore. Wolf, Cecil.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, is it?
Could be right, could be wrong. I simply don't know, but I'll sing this song to you. And then you'll go and do a bottom pool. Walk you down an alley. Meet a sexy lady. Oh, her name is Sally. Hello, little madam. Do you mind if I flick your...
Now, can you knock it off, please, with the Rodgers and Hammerstein musics?
I'm the petter of a water general, animal and mineral.
Oh, he's gone spasmodic.
I'm very sorry about that. I prefer a picture of a modern major general. I have information upon animal, mineral, I don't know it, I forgot it. I used to sing that song all the time with Quentin.
All right.
Nobody cares about Sir Jeremy. If you do, then listen to me. He's a bigot and a racist, and his sexual preferences are questionable, and his sexist and homophobic, and if you're a didacoy, then you should be phobic of him, cause he'll have you killed.
Darn tootin', I bloody will. Scum. Why are we at your house? I wanted you to take me to my house.
Yeah, well, to quote Paul, fuck off.
Oh.